Welcome to GoGo Radio on GoGo.com. I am your host, Michael Stacia, and I am going to go through and use my experience as an A-plus technician and a veteran of the IT industry to discuss with you issues in the technology industry and that may affect you. Now, hopefully I can use my knowledge and experience to enhance your knowledge and help you when you get out in the field later on. In today's discussion, what we're going to look at is we are going to talk about, you know, the issue of something that, you know, based on the current, you know, climate on here, it's an important thing, is talking about, you know, recycling disposal of computer equipment. This is something that, you know, with all the push to do stuff in a green fashion and to be environmentally friendly, I mean, it's a big deal to do that, to go that way. So, what can we do as technicians? Well, we can actually have some influence out here. Let's just go ahead and talk about some things we've had going on for years. When we look at computers, you know, they've been around in mainstream since about 81. That's when they really picked up. When they first came out, they were not cheap. If memory serves, the original IBM PC, I believe, was about $6,000. It was around that. If memory serves, it was a few thousand, and then you had to buy software and everything else for it. So it wasn't cheap, but businesses bought them. A few home users bought them when they came down in price a bit more. And then you had things like the Radio Shack's old TRS-80. You know, some of you may have even worked on that. You know, so you had these things that were pricey machines and vastly inferior to what we have today, of course, but they were something that people bought. May have been their first computer, and they went through and used those, and they went through and bought other computers after it, and so on and so forth. Well, one of the things that comes as a result of that is what happens to the old one. Well, one of the things that we have with computers is the fact that computers, the early ones, were, you know, they were expensive pieces of hardware. So someone isn't about to take an expensive piece of hardware and throw it in the trash, and it's difficult to sell then as it is now. It's difficult to sell an old computer, you know, not like it is a used car. A used car still has utility. A used computer may have utility. Computer prices have gone down and down and down and down. So why would I pay, that amount or close to it for something I can buy at a fraction of the price, brand new? So there were some issues with it. So what did people do? They threw them in attics. They threw them in the garage. They stored them out there. You can probably find someone in your family, a circle of friends, that has a computer that's sticking in their garage. It's been sitting there for years. Well, there's problems with that. Is that computers, no matter what you're talking about, computers do have inside them, do have things that are are toxic to the and damaging to the environment. Chemicals, things that was manufactured with them, that's just something that goes in there. Now, it doesn't mean that we should just rush out and start saying, oh, these things are environmentally unfriendly. There's a lot of things that if you just threw it in a landfill are going to be environmentally unfriendly. But what we're trying to do here is we're trying to make you some common sense here and say, you know what, let's go ahead and put these out here. So if we, you know, let's go ahead and we put these out there, let's make sure that they are, you know, disposed of properly. Now that's the key thing, is that, okay, they have chemicals all in them, dispose of them properly when the time comes if you're going to do that. Don't just throw them out with the trash, because they'll go in a landfill and they'll be polluting groundwater and all those things. Now that's only part of it. Now the other thing we have on here is that if you throw something in, just so you know, is that if you throw something like a computer, monitors, things like that in the trash and let them go out there, in some cases you can be cited because those things do contain chemicals and harmful things on there. So in some cases you can get in trouble for that. So what's your option for disposing of them? Well, let's just talk about some of those we have on there. One of the options you have for disposing of a old computer is to go through and I shouldn't say disposing on here. Let me go through and put it this way. One of the ways to Get rid of, or to get more useful life out of a computer if you're so inclined, is first of all, don't throw it in a landfill. If it's something that you're kind of that's questionable, instead of throw it in a landfill, consider first of all seeing if a local charity or something can use it, or maybe put in of donate it to Goodwill. And I'm not saying you should go do that to throw it away. I'm saying you do that if the computer is maybe like 3 or 4 years old, 5 years old. I've seen them take them a little older than that, and they'll take them, and they're happy to take them off you, because there's a lot of places, charities that will go through and recondition those and give them to people that are low income and need them. Just need to have these things. I mean, you could be giving a computer to some child whose family cannot afford a computer. And he may not need the fanciest thing out there, but he needs something to do his homework or get on the internet to do stuff for school and learn and all that. You may have done someone a heck of a favor. And there's charities that do that. I know myself that I did work with a charity that went through and took computers that were at most about 6 years old, because they said that they didn't want to seem like ingrates, but they said, or ungrateful. They just said that once it got older than 6 years, it was kind of tough for them to do anything useful with them that would be useful to someone. So they said that was about where they drew the line. They said they had a certain performance level that they needed to have. So that's one option for you. I mean, the charity I worked for, they went through, and when I helped them out, they actually did some really cool stuff with it. First of all, they went through and reconditioned the computer. So you give them a computer, they would recondition it. But how would they recondition it? Well, this was a computer school for people that were disadvantaged and troubled. They put them through the school. You could sign up if you were a low income, if you were looking to do something different with your life and have more opportunity for advancement. You would go to the school, and if you got in, you could go through and you'd learn how to fix computers and work with operating systems and all that, so you can get to IT industry and get a job doing that. And these guys would go through there, and some of their projects would be reconditioning these computers. So you've given someone a learning experience. These guys can go out there and learn on these computers. The second thing you've done is you've given it to a needy family. So who can argue with that? That's a great thing. Now let's look at something else on here. If you can also go through and give it to Goodwill. Who knows? I mean, I'm not saying do this as a disposal tactic. I have seen people give computers to Goodwill because they figure, maybe someone can use it. Well, you got to really think about it. I've had people I've known have gone through and tried to do that, and they've tried to donate computers that were vintage 1981 or 85 or 86. Those aren't helping anybody. So, best of intentions, I respect that. It's probably not helping them. So what happens if you've exhausted those options? If a charity can't take it or do anything with it, and Goodwill really probably can't do anything with it, well, then the next step is to go through and think about recycling it. Now, the reality is a lot of computer components actually, or computers nowadays when you buy them, and they have been this way for a little while, when you buy them, there's a recycling fee already paid up front. And that means you can take them to the proper location, and you have to look for your area, take them to that location, and you can dispose of them. And that way, you can make sure it's going to get broken down and taken care of the right way. Now, something else that's out there that's also worth considering is the fact that when you go through and work with these things and have to dispose of them, also consider the fact that there are companies out there that do specialize in recycling these things, and they'll take them off you for nothing. And they'll go ahead and take them back to their facility and dissect and disassemble them and dissect them and take care of all that stuff. Now, you may be giving them that, so if you have something that's a few years old and you want to make money off of it, this is not the best option for you. But if you've got something that is broken and it's never coming back and it's too old, you can give it to these guys and they will go through and do it. There used to be an outfit down in LA, for example. They're probably still there. And what they went through and did is they were one of the early pioneers of taking the cards out of computers. And if you look at the expansion cards of computers, they have those gold contacts. Well, they would go through and they would literally, use a process to strip the gold off of those things And so they would take computers off of people and strip the gold off of them, and they would make money off the gold. Now, what would they do with the rest of the computer? Well, they would actually go through and shred that, and destroy it, and use and recycle that material. So they were doing it for profit, but they were also recycling stuff for you. So that's also an option as well. Now, something you need to consider when you do any of those things on there, whether you donate to charity, whether you go through and put it in Goodwill, or you go through and give it to someone who recycles it, you always want to check the credentials on there to make sure that, or at least do some research to find out, are they really assuming responsibility of it, or is it something that you still may be responsible. There have been cases where people have gone through and donated their equipment out, only to find out that the people that they've donated it to, like a charity, went through and disposed of it because they couldn't use it, and it was tracked back to the person that donated it, and they said, "Well, you were still responsible because that charity didn't assume responsibility for it." And, so you always want to know that part of it, but don't let that scare you from donating on there. That shouldn't take that much effort for you to do. Just do your research. You should be okay. Now, other things we have in there. When you have to dispose of equipment, consider the fact that when you work in a business environment, you may or a government facility, something like that, something that's big, you may very well have regulations placed on you, and those regulations may say you have to dispose of them a certain way, period. That's it. You dispose of them the way that they tell you to, and that's the end of the story. If you don't dispose of them the way that they tell you, and the way they've laid out, you could be fined, in some cases quite heavily. There's cases where, if you go through and dispose of any type of hazardous material, you could get heavily fined. Now, also consider something else. If you get far enough into the computer field and technology field, and you start working with gear on there, there's things that are dangerous in the and to the environment other than the computer itself. I mean, computers contain mercury, lead, cyanide components that are in there. There's a lot of things they contain. What else do we have in there? Well, you got to consider the fact that there are some other things that we have going out here. When you start working with getting in the field more, you may very well be presented with special types of cleaners and solvents that are used to help you in your work. Those things quite frequently do have certain disposal procedures, so always check with what you're using to make sure it doesn't have some special disposal procedure before you just chuck it in the trash. Because again, if you just throw something in the trash, that could again get you in very big trouble, and it's in a much more, at a much better note, much more positive note on here. By not disposing of it, you're not just avoiding a fine. You're helping the environment. You're not going through and disposing harmful chemicals into into the environment that could be poisoning water, or hurting animals. I mean, no one wants to do that, so it's just let's just to try not to do that. So that's something else that you go out there and you need to consider. So there's a lot of things we have going on here. Just go through and use your head. Now, we do discuss some more disposal issues and safety issues in the course, but that's just but that this just goes through and builds upon that and enhances that, and they work together. So always know what you're working with and be safe with it, and make sure to dispose of it safely and safely and sanely, and not trying to hurt the environment or do anything funny that way. So anyway, I hope you got some good information on this discussion and maybe enlightened you a bit on some of the issues that we have out there that you may not have thought about all that much. If you have any questions or comments about this, I'd be more than happy to hear them. In fact, if you have some really great questions out there, who knows, we might even do a radio show on one of the topics if we get some good questions and comments. So that will do it for this time. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you next time on GoGo Radio.